B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the playoffs. It's one and done. You know, during the regular season, you got another game in that. But this is one and done. Every single play counts. Any play at any given time can boost your team into the next round.
It's real now. There's helmets on the table.
Big boy ones.
Oh, big boy helmet.
Took the minis away.
That's a real helmet.
That's a real one, too, here.
That one. Which one will Mass put on?
Probably the red one.
Of course he will.
And if it fit my fat head into one of those, I'd put the red one on, too.
Wow. Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
What's changed?
I just haven't felt good about this weekend at any point.
Yeah. I'll take the silver one. What happened overnight?
Did you hear me pick them at any point?
You were kind of leaning towards them.
I don't know that I have.
Disrespect.
Jim, what do you think? Who did you think I was taking this week based on the commentary on the show? Based on what we had talked about?
You haven't really gone either way. You stayed right in the middle week.
I stayed on the middle.
Yeah.
I'm fair.
Bastard.
I'm fair. And it's a horrible game to pick. It is a bad.
It's very hard.
I mean, no one's going to look smart picking this one. Unless you're going something extreme and it happens.
Unless you're taking the under.
Unless you're saying 2-score game and they win by 2 scores, right? So I don't like the spot. I don't like it on the road. This is the only spot I would have picked against them, and I said that, 3 weeks ago to you. I said the only spot I will pick against them is on the road in Kansas City. That's it. And here they are. I don't like going there. I don't like who they've been on the road. And I hope to hell they prove me wrong and prove everybody wrong that doesn't believe in them on the road.
Yeah, we stunk. We stunk going on the road in the playoffs. You look at the Denver games, but Jim went through the damn roster. Like, it was coached by Guji. You had Cam Fleming. Stork was the center. Matt Slater you were throwing the ball to. Austin Colley. You think a nicked up Edelman. I just like their chances. I do. I think they got a better team. They got health. They're trending in the right direction. I feel pretty good about them.
I wish I had
your
confidence.
I feel really good about them.
I do. Because I'm rooting like crazy for them. I don't think that's the right problem. But I just don't feel good about it. I feel like it's the time of year where the teams that don't play well on the road, the mentally tough teams get weeded out. They typically do. And this hasn't been one of those teams on the road. They just haven't been.
Yep. So, that's for sure. I mean, if you're going to look at the road stuff. But
they'll be breaking new ground. They will be absolutely breaking new ground if they go there and they win.
Yep.
They do.
Fields replaced.
That'll be something they have not done at any point this season. Gone on the road and gotten a big boy road win. They haven't done it yet. So if they do it, awesome. I can't wait. Love to see them back in the Super Bowl.
When's the last time they got a big boy playoff win on the road?
12 years ago?
Pittsburgh.
12 years.
Yeah. I hold this year's team as more of a gauge than the last 12 years.
And by the way,
because that's being the number one seed, being at home.
Yes, that's not a fair criticism because you're at home a lot.
You're telling me the 2014 Patriots couldn't have gone on the road and kicked anybody's ass? They could have. 2016, I think the same thing could have happened. If you put them on the road, they would have won.
Right, but when you lose in Denver... And when you did, you lost in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's happened a couple of times. So,
but so's right. That 2015 team, or 2013 team,
yeah.
Especially, I think 2013. This team, I think, is better than that team.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
that's why I have confidence in it. And I just, you know, you just hope you roll the dice here and you could put pressure on Mahomes, make him turn the ball over early in his football game and play out front.
See, and not to bring up old stuff, but that always puzzled me because I didn't think that was a very good team either. And I remember everybody saying, oh, they had just won in Denver. They could have beat Carolina. I'm like, I don't know that they could have. I didn't think that was a very good team. I mean, in the overall scheme of things.
Yeah. I think we held Carolina a lot higher than what they actually were.
I would have liked them against Carolina.
Yep, 2 weeks to get ready.
I would have liked them in that game, and I will like them if they win this game. I mean, I don't know how if they go on the road.
Why not?
And they beat the Chiefs, why would you not like them after that?
Yeah, they win
to
this
beat
game,
anybody,
they be
anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't you have a lot more reasons to say that this team is going to win as opposed to 15 or 13?
Yes.
When we kind of created reasons for them to win and thought they were going to win because of the stuff that we created in our minds, like
health.
The way Edelman looked against Kansas City, and then he didn't look the same against Denver all of a sudden, like stuff like that.
Yeah, and maybe those two go-rounds have sort of, I don't know, entered my mindset this week in thinking about this game, those two games in particular. Tough places to go and play. Arrowhead sucks to go to. You're buying in on their turf, by the way. They posted photos.
Yeah, it looks good.
The sod is new. They weren't planning on a resod. They put new sod in this week. You buying in on that?
I am. I think
it looks good.
It looks pretty good until
you're
until
a sod
you get out there
guy.
And run around.
You've got
it.
A background in that.
All that stuff will be coming up 5 minutes into the game. You see, Roche tweeted the full scan picture, the video of it. And the end zone looks good. I mean, the middle of the turf looks good. That's where all your footing is.
They were bragging on 12/28. Okay, December 28th, the crew, the head crew, whatever you call him, head groundskeeper there.
George Thomas.
Is that the that's head?
Well, George, Georgie Thomas, he's the head NFL guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
he does a Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about the guy in Kansas City.
Right. Yeah, they're George Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he posted on Twitter last night the photos, the new photos, as you're looking at right now on our simulcast, NBC Sports Boston. He also posted photos on December 28th about how great their grass looked, and it did. It looked fabulous. It looked really good. And now, 2 weeks after that, it was crap again. So if your grass was great and you played one game on it and it fell apart, and they may have were they at home in there last week? Maybe they played two games on it. But
no, I think they were on the road.
No, they were home.
Raiders.
They were home because they played the Raiders, and they had to flex that game into 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they played two games on it, and the thing was crap, and it had to get ripped out. So I don't trust these guys. I don't trust these Kansas City crew people.
See, like right there.
Grounds crew.
But they said it was because of the snow. They weren't expecting the snow, and the snow is what created the mess.
They getting snow there today, tomorrow?
Yeah, 3 inches.
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
The weather's changed so much in Kansas City and
snow?
Over here the
Are
last
We're getting
snow?
Anywhere from 0 inches to a foot.
I saw 6 to 12 for Boston last night. Has that been updated?
Or an inch of ice Sunday night.
Oh,
or
an
both.
Inch?
On top of it. Yeah.
An inch of ice?
Yeah. Half an inch.
We're looking at the weather map on the news.
You know
this
how
morning?
Debilitating an inch of ice is?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
What if we can't land?
Like in 0 degrees and it's not going to melt at all? Like
we might be bunking down here, Beetle, after postgame.
Oh, no, I live close. I'm leaving no matter what. I'm sorry.
You sleep with Beatles.
We had the discussion.
I got a pull-out couch.
At home this morning when they were showing the weather map and the snow lines, and somebody in my house said, oh, we're only getting 0 to 3 inches. And I said to that person, where do you think we live? Here, I'm gonna walk over to the television
How old was this person?
I'm not saying.
48.
How dare you? 47.
47. I was close.
Because, see, these lines here, they're not for decoration. That represents 95.
That's a road.
Where it turns into 95. See, we're right near there. We're that 6 to 9 range.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not living in the city anymore.
Well.
It makes a difference.
Well, southwest.
Just being a few miles into the burbs.
We don't live in Plymouth. It's not 0 to 3.
So you have no plow guy yet.
No.
You don't have a plow guy.
You're close to that snow vortex that I always hit on 95, like on that stretch of like 5 miles where it goes from being like rain to whiteout conditions.
Yeah, where I live.
Those blue hills mess with everything.
You guys always make fun because I jack up the snow totals. We're going to get 10 to 12, guaranteed. Rentham's getting 10 to 12.
You're not getting that. I don't think you are.
It doesn't say it. And then Jim pulled up a model where we're getting like 8 to 12.
What's the Euro model say? The Euro model always predicts doom. Always.
Well, is there a U.S. model right now or is that shut down? A lot of the,
no,
a lot of the weather data.
Is open.
Okay.
I don't know if they're fully funded, but they are open.
Some of their data was not being provided.
Yeah. So we've got a whole day full of football stuff today, and we're going to hear from Bill Belichick. When he talks, Tom Brady is going to speak today. Julian Edelman is going to speak today. We are going to take your calls all day. 617-779-0985.
Let's go, Paulie.
Your thoughts on the game, your predictions on the game, things you might see, things you may not see. We'll do all of that. We've also got some picks this hour in the football card. We have plenty to get to. More as we go along today. So,
it's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stepping up and throwing long. There's a man downfield and he's got it. Touchdown number 50 on the season.
Kansas City is the best team. I really believe it. They're the best team in the AFC.
He finds a way to make things happen.
The Chiefs have the best player in the league.
And what you see him do, you may never see another quarterback do, ever.
They're a good game. They're a good team. And we played better this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
Giving away a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop to get you ready for your weekend, for your AFC championship party. I hope that the weather doesn't kill those parties this weekend.
No, it makes a bigger party.
I feel like a lot of people are going to want to stay home for this one.
Hey, you go down and buy some wood, start a fire, have more people over.
Here's your gift card on wood. Starter logs.
Oh. Reminds me, I got to get the wood stacked up. Put it on the front porch.
That's true.
That's right.
Winter's here. 617-779-0985. Matt's in Framingham today. Matt.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call. I was watching ESPN, and how you doing, Zoe, by the way?
Good. How you doing?
I actually quit. Thanks. You actually
wait. This is Matt, the afternoon intern.
Yeah. You have
Palace Q.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to talk about the – I seen something on ESPN. It was a screenshot. And it was five categories in which team has the advantage.
Right.
So I'm going to go through them. So receiving. All right, I'll give that to Kansas City. All right, fine. Defense. Now, they gave that to Kansas City even though they were
They gave Kansas City every category but running backs, correct?
Exactly. Yep. They're second to last in points. They're 24th in yards and
yeah.
And,
so what do you think about all this? And by the way, this was on NFL Network. This was on NFL Network.
So I'm just saying, it's not just Kansas City; it's national. So they gave the coach they say Andy Reid. They'd rather have Andy Reid than Bill Belichick, and then Patrick Mahomes, who essentially to me is a rookie. I mean, it was second year, but he's a rookie. It's his first time. It's his first year of actually starting the whole season. He only played one game last year. They gave it to Patrick Mahomes, the rookie.
Why is that so outrageous? He's going to win the league's MVP.
He's the MVP.
He's the MVP of the league. Who had a better year?
Brady had a down year.
He had the best player this year.
Who had a better year, Mahomes or Brady?
This is his first time playing in a game like
this. What does that mean? He might be fabulous.
Tom Brady, who's been in this position 8 years in a row. I would rather have Tom Brady in this situation in a championship game any day of the week. And anybody who said they'd rather have some rookie in their first time playing in single digits who's played at Texas Tech, some warm ass. Trust me. And these fans, they're not going to be that loud. They're going to be cold as hell. If you want to bet on this game, I would take the Patriots. Patriots, tease it with the Rams.
Tease it.
7 points, get 10 and 10 and a half, respectively. That's what you do with this. I picked New Orleans and Pats.
Wait, so how are you betting this? How are you betting this particular game?
I got the Pats and the Saints.
Straight up?
For the Super Bowl.
You got the Pats straight up?
That was my pick at the beginning of the year.
Oh, you took the points.
Whoa. So that was your pick at the beginning of the year.
Did you take the points or bet them straight up, Matt?
I'm betting a tease. With the Rams and the Pats, with 7 points, you would get 10.5 and 10.
Oh, so you're all pissed off that someone would say Patrick Mahomes, the league's MVP, and he will be named MVP, might have had a better year than Brady. He did. He had a better year than Brady, which is fine. That doesn't mean anything.
Totally did.
That's not going to determine who wins the game on Sunday. But on top of that, you want to make sure you take 10 points, the Pats plus 10, to be safe on Sunday. Wow, that is just oozing confidence. Come on, Matt. Come on. Now, Andy Reid over Bill Belichick is moronic on any day of the week. That's dumb.
Yeah, Patriots.
What are you doing?
You said that too, Patriots.
What are you doing?
Oh, retweeted it.
And in that category, who had a better year?
Andy.
No, wrong. Bill Belichick.
I don't know. The team lost 5 games on the road. There were times where they were...
Understandable. Who's dealing with a better roster? Who's got more? Who's got more firepower?
See, their defense isn't that good.
Okay, but Beetle, we talked about this earlier in the season. When you don't win on the road,
yeah,
games that you would easily and did easily win at home,
right?
What does that fall on?
Sometimes it's coaching.
We said coaching.
Sometimes it's your
everything,
roster.
Everybody went right to Belichick's first time where the team's not hearing him, the team's tuning him out. You know, the quarterback loses track of timeouts prior to the half.
You've got a tight end back there for the final play in Miami.
On Bill. Put that on Bill.
That's on him. No way around that.
On him. I'm still taking Belichick over Andy Reid in this game.
You should take him always.
And
yeah, but you asked the question who had a better year, not who you would take in this game. I'd take Bill and Brady. I would never bet against those guys in this type of game.
No. And look, in a vacuum, who's the more talented, impressive-looking quarterback? It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
In this game, I like Brady.
I'm with you.
It's fine,
but not because of anything Matt said.
But if you say who had the better year,
this goes back to my point of yesterday. Brady can play great, and they don't win. Look at the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, was Brady the problem?
Yeah.
Who's better in that game, Brady or Nick Foles?
Oof.
Who's better?
Brady.
Brady was the better quarterback that night. He didn't win. This goes back to, people yelling at me last week. Why do you talk about Brady versus Rivers? They don't play on the field at the same time.
Right.
You're right. They don't, but I'm just comparing their track records of how they perform in these games. Brady has typically been excellent. He played better. He was the better quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Plus, you knew Rivers was going to lose his mind, totally lose his cool, and freak out, and that's exactly what he did.
No, please. Get the Pats plus 10, and you'll do great.
So what did Matt say he quit? What did he quit?
I have no idea.
He quit here?
I have no idea.
Or he quit smoking. I think he said he quit smoking.
Oh, is that what he said?
I think he said he quit smoking.
I have no idea. Yeah. Dan is in Haverhill. Dan.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I think the key to the game, does Andy Reid get too cute with it? So I feel Bill Belichick and Flores, they're going to be focused in on taking away Kelce and Tyreek Hill. They're going to leave a lot of six-man boxes. Will he give the rock to his running back, Damian Williams? I think that's the guy that could be the thorn in our side. Play out sort of similar to how the Pittsburgh game played with the Samuels kid that had 140 yards or something like that. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Zoe.
No, I just think you try to force him to run in this game, but I don't know how you do that. What do? You drop 8, rush 3? Is Mahomes, do they put enough on Mahomes to where he could put him into run checks? You know, I think more of the play calling falls on Andy Reid, where Brady has the ability to do the double check, and you do a check with me, check to the pass or check to the run. Reid should be able to adjust in game. I don't think he's going to get too cute. They're always cute. Like, how do you get too cute? You know, it's motion, it's fake here, fake there, bootleg. They do all that stuff. I got to overthink it. Do what you do.
Andy is in Rhode Island today. What's up, Andy?
What's up, boys? How
are
we doing? First time, long time.
Nice. Thank you, Andy. What do you got?
Hey, I want to go over this Chiefs defense here. Let's not forget that they are garbage. Last show's talking about them leading the league in sacks. Well, when you're putting up 40 burgers on everybody, you get to pin your ears back and go after the quarterback all day.
Totally
Tom
agree
Brady
with that.
And this New England offense is looking like a finely tuned athletic machine. Zoe.
Yeah.
Unicorn show ponies. Where's the beef, baby? 38-27 Pats. Let's go.
I like it.
I like that guy. Andy, I like you.
Don't hear from Rhode
Great
Island.
Voice. Great accent. All of the above. A finely tuned machine. What they are.
They got some guys up front, though. I mean, you got Ford, you got Jones, you You got Houston.
The sack thing is so overrated.
Eric Perry's playing.
I agree with Andy.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, you're first in sacks. So what? What does that mean?
Means you're in shootouts every week.
What the hell does that mean? The sack number is a bad statistic. Sacks are bad. Guys get paid on sacks, which is unbelievable. You would think the league would wise up to, you know, sack numbers.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does represent a guy who's a complete freak and nobody can stop, right?
Yeah.
That's the rare case. A lot of times, sacks are just a function of what the game situation is, who the quarterback is. There are plenty of quarterbacks that you play that you may not want to sack.
Look at Tully Bannacane.
Stand up in the pocket and force him to sit there and force him to make throws.
Well, a big part of it, too, they're such a high-scoring team. They get out in front of teams and force them to be one-dimensional, and next thing you know, that team's pass happy. That's why you get inflated sack numbers, not because the defense is great.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now for the football card. If you listen to this show, you know how bad we are at this.
Oh, Tom's hot, I heard. He's on a streak.
So we had to sort of coordinate this week because there's not a lot to pick from. So we wanted to make sure we were all able to make picks and parlay it. And we discovered in this process that my nemesis in this segment, T-Bone, Tom Morgan, he and I are in lockstep this week.
Oh, that's great news for you.
It's a beautiful reunion between the two of us.
Jimmy's on a hot streak, right? 8 straight?
I stand with Tom.
Yeah, Tom went and looked back at his picks because he wanted to see like how he was doing overall. And I think he's 4-14, right, Tom?
4-14, yeah.
And he's lost 8 straight.
8 straight.
He won the BYU UMass game at Gillette Stadium.
I'm on a bad streak too. I've lost like 3-4 straight.
I think we've all lost.
Yeah, so am I. I'm like 4 out of 5, I think, since I had my hot start.
I was flirting with 500 for a while, but then right off the table.
Well, I stand with you today, Tom. You
we
and I
coordinate.
Agree on this.
Hardy's a wild card, though. Hardy's a wild
And we don't know what Hardy wants. So we're going to, Tom, you go. Take it away, and I will agree with you because I know what it is.
We're going Patriots, Chiefs, first half, under 27.5.
Oof. I'm with you.
I like that.
Thank you, Beatles.
17-10, you're good.
Yeah.
14-13, you're good.
Ooh, 17-10.
20-7, you're good. You still win.
Yeah.
21-7, you lose.
Correct. I know the math. 10. I know that math.
And we know Gostkowski's record on
grass.
And
you know that Gostkowski's good for a miss, so... Can we put that into a parlay? Will
you know what?
Steven
would you
Gostkowski
take that right
miss?
Now? I would take that right now. Patriots leading at halftime 20-7, including a Gostkowski miss.
I know.
You wouldn't even bring that up. What do you mean take it?
What do you mean why you bring that up?
Lead? Hell yeah.
Bring up a Gostkowski miss.
Perfectly valid.
Why are you going to put
you wouldn't take that? You wouldn't take a 13-point lead in the half?
Oh, I'd love that. That would be awesome.
Right. I don't want him out there missing extra points and whatnot early on in another AFC championship.
Well, that's what he does.
Why would you put the kaputs on?
He loves it. He gets off on it.
The reverse jinx, though. It's the reverse jinx.
Reverse jinx.
All right.
I'm riding the hot hand.
What do you got?
I'm going Patriots. I had them last week. I said they were going to win by, what, 8? They end up rolling. Patriots get 3, Jim. Final number? Even?
Yes, plus 3.
Even
so, take those 3 points and stick them where the sun don't shine, and let's go Pat's money line.
See, minus 105 if you take the 3 points. It's plus 130 if you don't, if you take the money line.
I don't even know what that means.
Almost not worth it, Jim. I hear what you're saying.
So say you put up $10.50 on the Patriots to cover the spread, though.
Tell me like I'm 5.
You win $10 if you bet $10.50.
But
and if you take the other line, you bet $10 to win $13.
What if I bet $100?
Straight out win. $130.
Whew. Do you want to sit there and root for them to cover? You want to?
I want them to win.
Yeah.
Then take those 3 points.
Let's do it.
Right up the cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
And we're going to go Pat's money line. That's our bet.
Okay.
I love the first half under, by the way.
Thank you.
I do too.
Love it.
So far, we love what we're doing.
We love what we're doing.
All right.
And we might not get there if if my pick doesn't come in. Because I'm going Saints-Rams under for the game, 57.
Oh, I hate that.
Under 57.
In a dome?
The Saints have been playing more ball control. They had an 18-play drive last week, but took up 12 and a half minutes.
Michael Thomas is now going to have 6 touchdowns.
You know what, though?
Because you did this.
Didn't they only score 20 points on Philadelphia? And Philadelphia, you know what their defense is like? Those cover guys?
Porous?
Did that game end up 20-14?
I just think... Billy's going to try to take the air out of the ball.
Billy's secondary sucked terrible this year. So bad.
They can only hang 20 on him at home.
You're right. Good pick, Jim.
You don't think that game could be 30-28?
It was 80 the last time they played early in the season. What? Going under.
Jeez. So we're throwing out the history. We're throwing out the track record. And we're being bold.
I'm sorry, Jim.
I thought you were trying to prove your point.
1 hour from now, you're going to hear Sean Payton in Read and React. And now you're going to know why I picked under.
Okay.
Maybe we should have done Read and React first.
Yeah.
So we'd all feel better for the
next
hour.
Why don't we do all this informational stuff first? Then we can make our
picks. The wild card.
No, I doubled down with Zoe.
Oh, you're going to take those 3 points and stick them where Sundo shot.
Yeah, that was mine.
All right.
I jumped right
on. So we're done.
Yeah, what are we going to do with the points?
So we only have a total of 3 picks.
Oh, just lose.
It would be nice to win a week this season.
It would. Under first half, 27.5 in the Patriots-Chiefs game. Patriots straight up to win. And the under for the game in the NFC Championship.
I hate it so much.
But you know what? I bet a lot of the money's coming in on the over. So it's a nice contrarian pick today. That's what I would say for you, Jim. I'm looking for positives. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is it okay to look for a positive?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe you aligned yourself with T-Bone.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's an unholy alliance.
Well, it is, but, you know, 'tis the season. You know? Playoffs.
0-8.
So if our bet becomes true,
yeah,
we're going to be here Monday morning being like, all right, Patriots going to the Super Bowl. And the NFC game, that was low scoring. They can play with these teams. They can play with them.
Oh, this really is a very positive Patriots angle.
Jim, what is the payout? What do we win?
Well, what are we wagering? If we wager 10?
Yeah.
It's really our last one of the year.
$74.
Ooh, I'd buy lunch.
Units.
10 for 74?
It's only a 3 team, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
But the money line gets us better odds, so that's why it's as much
Hardy
as it is.
Disgusted by that.
Because I thought all we need is to win 1 week, and that pays for this. Well, that doesn't pay for this
season.
Can
we put $20 on it?
Oh, God.
We can.
Oh, God.
That'll be a hundred, what? Yeah.
What is another game?
148.
Yeah. Has anyone paid Jim for all this money that we bet every week?
I think I gave him a 21.
I think I gave him like $20.
No, we won. We had like, an $80 straight Patriots against the Dolphins, and we 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm.
And I think Zoe and I each gave him $20.
Yeah, I gave him $20.
So that's $120.
I paid him at the beginning of the season.
That's a lie.
Jim, didn't I pay you?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I say we do the $20. And, you know, we'll spend that at some barbecue joint or something in Atlanta looking for that.
Steak.
Real cocky.
In and out burger.
Driving around.
We had a lot of food $70.
Driving around Atlanta aimlessly, asking Siri to provide us with restaurant locations. I anticipate that happening for us.
Never get in a car with Lauf.
No, it's just his phone. He's got a new phone, though.
No, he's good. I think it was Jim.
617-779-0985. Bill Belichick's press conference will be coming up a couple minutes from now. And we'll also be giving away a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. That's on the way next. Here's Bill Belichick. I'm sure he cares a lot about the logos.
All right. How are we doing this morning? Good to go.
D-Ford and Justin Houston, are they pretty much on the same side, or do they flip them around quite a bit?
Ford's usually on the right, Houston's on the left. Not 100% of the time, but that's usually the way it goes. When they get to third down, sometimes they get into an odd package. Could get them split, could get a little bit of San Diego program, like Ingram did. And, yeah, be inside or put them together or use them in coverage and so forth. So, but normally, it's Ford on the right and Houston on the left is if you said that's where they're going to be, that's most likely where you're going to find them.
First time you guys met, what have you seen from him?
Yeah, good player. Does everything well. Strong against the run, can rush. Smart player. Instinctive. Just a good player. He's one of the best players.
Bill, their run defense statistically wasn't that good this year. Last week it was good against the Colts. What did you just see watching the film that maybe allowed their run defense to improve?
That game kind of had its, like every game, it takes its own course. But I would just say in general, they have a lot of guys that are hard to block. So if you don't get them blocked, you're not going to gain any yards. But Jones is hard to block. I mean, Houston's hard to block. They have a good front. Hitchens is a very instinctive linebacker. He's got a lot of experience. He makes quite a few plays. Sorensen's another pretty instinctive guy that's down in the box a lot. It's because they play so much man coverage. He's down there around the tight end in a lot of their base coverages. And then when they go to dime, obviously he's down there too. So and they mix up their fronts between their five-down front and their four-down front. So if you don't get it right, you got problems, and if you can't block one of those guys, you got problems. So, and if you can, like anybody else, then you got a chance. So, that'll be the challenge for us.
So, I wanted to ask about your training staff, your medical staff. Not to get into specifics with health and injuries, but
that's good. We're not going on that road.
They've obviously done a really good job of getting guys ready to play and available for you to play, which I imagine is, as you've said in the past, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is, can you illuminate me a little bit on how well they've done relative to other unions or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, they all work hard. Yeah, great.
Big advantage having everybody out there, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. Being able to practice, being able to train, being able to string those days and weeks together. It's what you want.
I think there was a year where we talked at the end and you said this is something we scrutinize very hard in the offseason, what we're doing in terms of nutrition, rest, all those things. Do you think the health of this team right now might be all relative to some of the things we've done in the past in terms of scrutinizing and trying to improve?
I would hope so. But I think in the end, it's a combination of a lot of things. Training's it's like anything. It helps to have a good plan. It helps to follow the plan. And the players have worked extremely hard. There's no pill we can take to get in condition or get stronger or get faster or anything. You've got to go out there and you got to work at it. And you do that day after day, week after week, month after month, in some cases year after year. And that's how you improve, just like anything else. So players have worked really hard as a total team with a lot of consistency. I think the work that, as you mentioned, the other people behind in those areas have done has been good. But it's a combination of a lot of people working together and doing a good job. But I think you can't take anything away from the players. I mean, in the end, players work to get in condition. Certainly they need a good plan, a good structure. I'm not saying that. But if they don't work hard at it, then you could have the best plan in the world and probably going to have great results.
The contrast in playing styles between the quarterback you faced last week and the quarterback that you faced this week is pretty significant. How have your scouting quarterbacks done this week or all week, just in terms of preparing you for when the extreme is so different?
We spend time with all of our players every week trying to instruct them and coach them into how we want them to do whatever it is they're, whatever position they play is, whatever they're doing. And they do a great job of that. They do it the best they can. And if they don't do it right, then we correct them. And they do it the best they can and do it right. So they they really try to, they know their job's important to help prepare their teammates. They take it very seriously, and they do a really outstanding job. And so that's all you can ask. We try to put players in positions that are, we think, similar, at least physically, to the opponent. Or we try to approximate it the best we can. It's obviously not perfect. Do the best we can on that, and then those guys try to do the best they can to simulate those things. Some of it's scheme, some of it's individual technique.
So the last couple of times you played the Chiefs, there's been a few plays where they sent Kareem Hunt vertically down the field. Have you seen them do anything like that with Damian Williams over the past month or so?
They do it with everybody. Yes.
Is that a tough matchup to prepare for? It's, I'm sure not every week you see running backs run 30 yards down the field vertically.
Yeah, well, pretty much everything the Chiefs do is tough. Andy does a really good job of attacking weaknesses in every defense, getting matchup, creating matchups. He has a lot of good skill players. He moves them into a lot of different positions. They're very well coached. They can execute multiple things at a high level on a very consistent basis. I mean, that's why they're the top scoring team in the league. That's why they move the ball and score more points than anybody else, because they do it well a lot. So... So he does a great job challenging the defense with that and many other things. He's got a very good system, and they execute it extremely well with a lot of really good players behind a good offensive line. So there's usually not a lot of problems that come up on that end. Pressure and, you know, guys in the running game that are unblocked and things like that. The screens, they do a great job. Those guys get out, get on the players that they're supposed to get onto based on the coverage, and get the screen started for guys like Hill and Conley and Williams, guys like that. So they do everything well. They're just a really good team.
All right, that's Bill Belichick ahead of the game on Sunday. I don't think you're getting your typical Friday press conference out of Bill today.
Called it.
Keeping it...
Love Fest, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good. Really good.
Yeah, I mean,
really
no, but you get that. I'm saying
the same Friday, he's
Fridays,
loose.
Fridays, he's sort of loose and will expand on things.
Have a little fun.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look like he's having fun up there.
Nope.
Not like last week.
No.
He's on guard, too. You get different people in the room.
He's guarded, and he just wants to get the week of media stuff over with. There was a lot of availability this week that he just wants to move on and go play the football game. That's right. What it looks like for him.
Tired of talking about
So we didn't get much there today, but we will hear from players today as well. Edelman and Brady will speak, and we always want to hear from the players and hear what they have to think about things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.